Three children in the Yale New Haven Health System in Connecticut are being monitored for an inflammatory syndrome linked to COVID-19. WSHU's Davis Donovan has details.
Health officials say the condition is similar to toxic shock syndrome and Kawasaki disease. Summer McGee is the dean of the School of Health Sciences at the University of New Haven. She says the case has caught public health experts off guard and demonstrate there's still a lot that's unknown about the virus.
A lot of these young children were flying under the radar. This new information ought to give us some pause as we think about what we're going to do in the fall around reopening schools.
The inflammation causes swollen blood vessels and heart problems. Symptoms include prolonged fever, severe abdominal pain, and trouble breathing. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state is still monitoring 85 reported cases of children with the inflammation. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Governor Cuomo has directed hospitals in New York to prioritize COVID-19 testing for children.